Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Redden, how are you?
Good. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a bit about Wild Education and what inspired you to start it?
Yeah, so Wild Education is a conservation education enterprise that I started when I was 19. And basically, we focus on holistic methods of education. So we do things like environmental talks, workshops, ecotourism, and documentary work. And we basically just try and empower people to, care more about the environment. And I think really what inspired me to start this business was I was overseas in Africa and working with animals, and I learned so much about conservation. And I came home and just realized that there was a hole in the market that I could fill, and hopefully I could inspire people and learn more myself about the environment and hopefully educate others about it as well. And yeah, so I just started it really.
Yeah. So how did you find like the process of starting it?
Yeah, that was difficult because I'm just like a self-made kind of businesswoman. So it was tough. And I think what got me through it was really believing in what I was doing and believing that, education is a really important tool in helping conservation.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was difficult, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, no. And so you mentioned before that a part of Wild Education's work is documentaries. And so you had a recent documentary, Wild Education, Person of the Forest, which looked at the orangutans in Borneo. So, yeah, what exactly did the documentary uncover?
Yeah, so Person of the Forest was Wild's first production, and I was lucky enough to work with a really great team. We had myself, and then we also had a small team, but of Emily O'Connell, who directed and filmed the production. And then we had Emily Harrison and Timothy Hadwin, who worked the magic in post-production. So it was a small team, but I think what in the end we all kind of uncovered through the documentary was, so we obviously were focusing on the orangutans, but it became a very like self-reflective documentary. And in my experience as well in Borneo was just that, you know, us as humans are really contributing a lot to these issues, but we can also be a part of the solution. So it was like confronting being over there and seeing the palm oil plantations and, you know, the deforestation. But it ended up feeling quite empowering that, you know, we can actually do something about this issue.
Yeah.
So that was the last year we made that, and it's had some good success so far. But yeah, it was actually a lot of fun making it.
So it's just been selected to go into a festival in New York, hasn't it?
Yeah. So it was great. We got into a festival called the Wildlife Conservation Film Festival in New York City. So that was a surprise, I think, because we did enter into it, but we had only gotten into one other film festival in Melbourne last year, which was great as well. So to be accepted into an international film festival was very exciting for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're all pretty proud of that.
And so recently there's been a lot of attention on plastic use, obviously with Coles and Woolies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so during your work with Wild Education, what have you learned about plastic and the devastating effects it can have on habitats and animals?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It is great that there's been so much attention on plastic at the moment, especially it's Plastic Free July. And, you know, I feel like there is just more attention and focus through businesses, and everybody's just kind of like trying to do their bit a bit more.
It feels like kind of a start of a wake-up call.
I mean, it's long overdue, but it's good that people are starting to wake up to the devastating effects plastic does have. And I've definitely learned a lot over the years to do with plastic, and I'm still always learning. But I think for me, probably the most like devastating thing is just how quickly we go through plastic, like especially single-use plastic. We don't use it for long, and then it's just there forever, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it has such a long lifespan, and when we say we throw things away, that's just, we think it goes to some fairyland or something, but, you know, it stays in the earth or it ends up in the oceans, and it affects the wildlife. Plastic is definitely a huge issue, but there are lots of people out there doing their part. and great organisations definitely stepping up the game as well. So I think there's definitely, it's definitely time for change for sure.
Yeah. And so you talked a bit about palm oil and obviously plastic, but are there any other things that people should be conscious of that we kind of use in our everyday lives that impacts the environment?
I think, I mean, there's lots of things for sure, and it can get kind of overwhelming when you think about them too much. But I think to keep it simple, it's like single-use plastics, try and avoid, if you can avoid conflict palm oil or palm oil altogether, that's good. And then also things like the three R's, so reduce, reuse, and recycle. They're kind of like a really good thing to try and live by just in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And so so obviously you've already done some really great work with Wild Education. But so what's next for you?
Yeah. So what's next is I'm making, so Wild Education will be producing and directing this time another documentary in Sumatra in August.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that will be happening this August, and it will basically be similar to Person of the Forest, but we'll be looking more at human connection to nature, why it's so important to have a connection to the environment, and, you know, how restoring that connection ultimately restores it to, you know, a healthy environment. So that's pretty much the most next thing, most recent next thing for a while. And then next year, Wild's coming out with a sustainability program for primary school students.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, so that should be, that's going to be an 8-week program that will be available to schools in New South Wales. Yeah, so just trying to, you know, help teach the younger generations as well about sustainability.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so how can we find out more about Wild Education?
So the best way to find out more about Wild is to go to our website, which is wildeducation.net. And then just to keep up to date with other random things and things that we might be doing and events is through our Instagram at wild_education or Facebook, which I believe is wildeducation.info. So, yeah, just the socials.
Yeah, sweet. Well, thanks so much, Roxy.
That's okay.